So I'd like to thank everybody who is here in attendance, and like to upfront acknowledge those people who have helped in this research. My support scientist, Freight Callahan, and Brian Scheffler in Stoneville with the MSA Genomics Facility, and his group of people who helped did the sequencing. And today, as the title indicates, I'd like to talk about some EST work that we've been doing with reniform nematode. Transgenic approaches to nematode resistance have recently been focused on RNA interference. So RNAi may be something that you've heard about. Some of you in here may know a lot about it. But it's the new hot topic as far as nematode resistance goes. RNA interference is a mechanism that is highly conserved in eukaryotes for downregulating gene expression in a highly specific manner. And that's via the production of short interfering RNAs that are complementary to the gene of interest. And this mechanism was first found or identified in the model nematode C. arabiditis elegans, for which the Nobel Prize was awarded this past year. And since then, RNA interference has been described in a multitude of organisms, from fungi, nematodes, people, just about everything that's eukaryotic. Various RNA interference strategies have proven to be effective against cyst and root knot nematode species. So these have been done mostly with soybean cyst nematode and root knot nematode, where a nematode gene is expressed within the plant as a double-stranded RNA. The RNAi mechanism within the plant processes that RNA into the short interfering RNAs, which are then taken up by the nematode during feeding and results in the downregulation of the nematode gene that they correspond to, resulting in decreased nematode reproduction. And so there's a lot of evidence that this is a viable option for controlling nematodes by a transgenic means. Now, what you need to know before you can investigate this for your favorite nematode is you need to have gene sequences for that nematode. And for reniform nematode, that happens to be something that's severely lacking in GenBank. If you go to GenBank, you will find a number of sequences for ribosomal ITS sequences and a couple cDNAs for various enzymes. But so maybe 55, 56 sequences compared to more than 20,000 ESTs that are available for SCN or root knot nematode. So our objective was to basically generate some EST sequences as a starting point for looking into an RNA interference type of control strategy. And to generate these ESTs, we made a cDNA library from sedentary females. And so the pictures on the left are, of course, sedentary reniform nematodes. And these were harvested from roots by macerating the roots with a wearing blender, and then by a lot of sieving. Once the females were cleaned up, total RNA was isolated, which was then DNA treated. The amount of RNA that we were able to extract from the females was not a whole lot, and so you could not directly make a library from our starting material. So the cDNA was amplified following first strand synthesis. And this was done using a CloneTech library kit. So like most molecular biology, it's kit science. 2,880 colonies were hand-picked into 30 96 well plates. And then those plates were sent to Stoneville. And each clone was bidirectionally sequenced using universal M13 primers. So EST sequence processing, so out of the 30 plates, 2,784 clones contained inserts, which was pretty good. Vector and low quality sequences were trimmed. Sequences of less than 150 base pairs were dropped from the analysis. After those things, the mean EST sequence length was about 464 base pairs, which is not too bad. Contigging of the ESTs was performed using sequencer software. In other words, ESTs that were present more than once were combined into one consensus sequence. And the criteria for that was a 20 base pair minimum overlap and more than or equal to 93% identity between the sequences. So all total, we came up with 386 contigs and 170 singletons for a total of 556 unique non-overlapping sequences. Preliminary sequence homologies were identified by BLAST-X, which is translating your nucleotide sequence in all six frames and comparing it to the non-redundant protein database, and by BLAST-N, which is a straight DNA to DNA comparison. And those were performed by the genomics facility using their batch submission programs. And so first off, the results of the contigging. So on the y-axis, you have the number of contigs. And on the x-axis, the number of ESTs within each contig. So on the left there, under 2, the highest number of contigs contained only 2 ESTs. And as the number of ESTs increased per contig, then it dropped off sharply. Way out there on the right, we had one contig that contained 338 ESTs. Since this was a non-normalized library, we can get an idea of relative expression of these genes based on the frequency of the EST. So if you look at the 10 most abundant sequences, so contig 373 was the one present in most abundance with 338. So BLAST-X came up with a yolk protein type gene from C. elegans. The p-value was not very good. You'd normally like to see 1e to the negative 15, but this may make sense. These were females, and they were at mixed stages of maturation, so some were laying eggs. So this may correspond to that process. The next one there, a putative C-type lectin, which is similar to one from soybean cyst nematode. The third one, a transthyretin-like protein from C. elegans. This is a potentially interesting gene, as in animal nematode parasites, these genes are implicated in escaping host detection. So in humans or pigs, mammals. And then the following ones aren't really that exciting. And most of them actually have no hits. So these are genes that encode proteins of unknown function. So what we did next was a T-BLAST-X breakdown of the ESTs. So this would identify homologous nematode sequences based on a six-frame translation of your quiry, which would be our reniform EST, compared to a six-frame translation of all available nematode ESTs. So this would discover homologies missed by BLAST-X and BLAST-N. Because on a DNA level, you're not going to see that much homology that's significant. And so we determined the distribution of homologies across numerous nematode genera that encompassed animal parasites, model species, sedentary plant parasites, and migratory plant parasites. And so this allowed us to potentially identify reniform genes that are specific to plant parasites or genes that could be reniform specific. So this is just the gross distribution of reniform EST homologies. So on the y-axis, we have the number of reniform EST hits. And on the x-axis are listed a number of nematode species. So starting from the left, A is for animal parasites, which mostly included the Brugia species, which had a significant number of reniform ESTs that were homologous to animal parasite ESTs. E would be for the C. elegans model nematode. That, of course, had the highest number of homologies with reniform. HG and HS are the Heterodera, Glycinus, and Schachtii plant parasitic nematodes. And there was exactly the same number of hits with soybean cyst nematode as with the animal parasites. And then there was roughly similar amounts of hits on down the line. GPGR would be the Globedera species. The ones with M or the Meloidogyne species, MJ, Javanica, Incognita, Arenaria, he escapes me, Hapla. PV, PP, we get into the migratory nematodes, Pratelenchus. So there were some hits with Pratelenchus species, as well as Rhodophilus, Didelenchus, and Ziphonema, and Brassaphilenchus. Now, an EST may be homologous to sequences from multiple genera. And when you look at these results, these aren't normalized for the actual number of ESTs available for comparison. So especially for the migratory nematodes, like Pratelenchus or a Rhodophilus, there aren't nearly as many ESTs available for those species as for the sedentary parasites, like Heterodera or Meloidogyne. But I think it's safe to say that amongst the species, especially between Heterodera and Meloidogyne, which have both a lot of ESTs available, many more match with Heterodera than with Meloidogyne, which I think is consistent with the type of feeding site formed by reniform. So if we kind of group those species together and look at the breakdown by feeding strategy, in red, you have a novel sequence. So those are ESTs that didn't match anything. And that was the majority of what we have, which isn't unusual for doing these types of EST surveys. In the light blue at 38% would be the model nematode, C. elegans, and the other parasites. So ESTs that hit both the model and parasitic nematodes. So that was at 38%. Both at 10% you have in green plant parasites. These are ESTs that were only hit within the plant parasites, so sedentary plus migratory nematodes. Within that group of ESTs, we did come across a putative cellulase for reniform nematode. And cellulases are, of course, in the breakdown of the cell wall or softening of the cell wall for penetration, and they've been studied extensively in the cyst nematodes and in Meloidogyne. So that was nice to discover that for reniform. The other 10% there is just hits with model species, with just C. elegans. So these likely represent genes that just haven't been discovered yet for the other plant parasites. And they're at 2% and 1% in purple there, non-nematode species, ESTs from like frogs or zebrafish or things like that. And of course, those don't have any identity to anything, so we can't make any conclusions about that. Oh, I better hurry up. So, analysis of the reniform ESTs in worm base. So worm base is devoted to C. elegans research, and RNAi phenotypes resulting from the knockout of each individual C. elegans gene are cataloged there, which are a compilation of multiple experiments. All reniform ESTs were queried against all C. elegans genes. So that identified C. elegans homologs that have lethal RNAi phenotypes. So 57 reniform ESTs shared identity with C. elegans homologs that, when you knock them out, kill the nematode. And so three are just listed here as an example. ATP-dependent RNA helicase, which would be important for transcription, C-type lectin, and a proteinase inhibitor. And we want to focus on homologs that show detrimental larval RNAi phenotypes.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
No questions, but you can get with him afterwards. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't think I had enough to go 15.